Well, good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. What if you had the chance to listen to living Holocaust survivors? Local songwriters and creative arts facilitators met with local survivors and their caregivers to compose songs and craft meaningful pieces of art, including masks, collages, prints, and paintings based on the themes that emerge from their conversations. This spring, they'll share these powerful pieces in an event that highlights the healing power of the arts. Honoring Holocaust survivors, a concert of resilience and hope will be held May 5th at 1 o'clock at Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh. The entire Hudson Valley community is invited to join Jewish Family Service of Orange County in honoring survivors. To tell us more, we welcome Elise Gold, Executive Director of Jewish Family Service of Orange County. Good morning, Elise. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I am delighted to be here. Thank you.
We are delighted you are here. Julie Last joins us as well, Musical Director of Sage Arts. Good morning, Julie. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Joe.
And Jude Roberts, he has a guitar with him, and he is songwriter of Sage Arts. Thank you very much for being here as
Thank
well.
You.
All right. Well, let us begin with you, Elise, of how all this. Well, how did you get into this?
Well, the mission of Jewish Family Service is to empower all people facing challenging times to live with dignity, hope, and strength. I emphasize all because the agency serves many different populations. An opportunity came around from a group called the Jewish Federations of North America and the Center for Advancement of Holocaust Survivor Care. And it offered programs like ours, agencies like ours, to do something innovative. So in chatting with our staff, our beloved staff, somebody said, you know, stories need to be told. Holocaust survivors are now, many are now, wanting to share their stories. For years, they've kept them to themselves as a coping mechanism for survival for decades. But now, as they're getting on in years, it's time to tell the stories. The one catch, Joe, was the program needed to be innovative. And when it comes to sharing Holocaust stories, there have been memoirs written, documentaries done.
Sure.
So I thought, gee, what a great opportunity to partner with Sage Arts, who Julie and Jude will speak more to them, but it would be a way for us to connect with survivors and bring their stories to the community in a creative way.
So Julie, as we mentioned, is the musical director of Sage Arts. So when you go and collect the stories, right, Elise, the stories are collected?
Not exactly.
Okay.
The program is such that the songwriters themselves, professional songwriters,
go out?
Yes, and meet one-on-one with the survivors in their homes. And what that does, aside from just merely collecting the stories, is it's reducing social isolation, it's building bonds, it's finding threads from a person's life, which are masterfully woven into songs.
So tell us a little bit about that process of what goes into that to meet with somebody, talk to them, and to musically express. Jude, she's pointing to you. She just deferred, I think. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is my second round with Sage Arts, my first with Holocaust survivors.
Yeah.
It has been an eye-opening experience, and I went into it knowing that it was not going to be easy. I went into it with an open heart and an open mind, and as I suspected, it was quite a challenge.
What is the challenging part of it? I mean, to possibly in words and song encompass an experience as momentous as that.
Being a Sage Arts writer, we are charged with the responsibility of telling a person's story in a way that's going to commemorate their life, and that in itself is quite a challenge, but then to add to that that we're doing it with Holocaust survivors adds a layer of depth and heaviness to it that I found, frankly, very intimidating. And I rose to it, I think. I hope I did.
We're going to have you play, and I'm hoping you will share something with us as we go out today, and so we can hear that. So we'll certainly have time for that. Julie, give us when he said that was talking about the mission of Sage Arts. Talk a little bit about that and how you take this on and how it comes to be really a an expression, a document of what has happened in various situations.
The mission generally of Sage Arts is to change the culture, basically, and to help us move away from pushing our elder community off to the side and disregarding them, because they can become invisible to the general society, and young people are frankly sometimes kind of turned off to be around old people and don't recognize, you know, the wonderful resource that they are. So Sage Arts exists to kind of help change that perception through music. And the songwriters work one-on-one with these incredible people who have these amazing stories and this wealth of wisdom. And then we present it in a concert. And that concert is a way to share these beautiful stories in a way that is more accessible to people. So that's what we'll be doing this coming Sunday. And there are 8 incredible, powerful songs that are going to be shared. So I hope a lot of people get a chance to experience that.
Elise?
In addition to the powerful concert, there will be a gallery showing of some of the work of the Holocaust survivors that we had helped facilitated. We have hired a few creative arts facilitators to, just like the songwriters are meeting with the survivors, these artists are meeting with the survivors to express their stories through art. I do want to mention that all of the work that we do is done with a method called person-centered trauma-informed approach. To that end, excuse me, every songwriter and artist and practitioner that goes in the house of the survivors has been trained in those methods.
So talk a little bit about those methods. What are those methods?
Well, it is pretty much what it sounds like. Person-centered, nobody comes in with a recipe, with a template, looking at, oh, I've got this. I've worked with elders before, or older adults, or survivors. I know your story. I know what it's like to be, to go through trauma. It's really looking at the individual and letting them lead the way. So I have not been a fly on the wall of any of these sessions that the songwriters have done. However,
sure.
I'm sure that they have this open heart and are there with and witnessing and honoring the survivors.
Yeah. All right. So, Jude, give us a sense of, tell us who you met, who you talked to, and then I'd like for you to, do you mind doing the whole song?
I can do the whole song.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about it. But so give us a sense of who you talked to and just set it up a little bit.
Sure. I worked with a wonderful person named Tommy Wald, lived down near Woodbury Common. And I walked into meet Tommy and immediately felt that he had a wonderful sense of humor. He was a bit caustic. Loved to make jokes, often at his own expense, and he would wear this T-shirt a few times I visit him that said, "I have the body of a god. Unfortunately, it's a Buddha." So that was Tommy. They sort of encapsulated his personality.
And have you named the song?
Yes, the song is called Suzanne. Tommy was really struggling with the fact that, and by the way, Tommy passed away almost 2 weeks ago, so to mention that. So that has been another unexpected turn of events. But Tommy was very, very depressed about the fact that his wife has Alzheimer's and is in a nursing home, and he was losing her. So I felt, after not too long in meeting with him and listening to his story, that the song had to say a lot about the way he felt about his wife. And so that's the name of the song is Suzanne, which is his wife's name.
Let us hear Suzanne.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Julie's going to help me out on harmony vocals for this one, too.
All right.
Mm. Nameless family photographs, faces with no epitaphs, people disappeared into the night. All our steps were marked by pain, teardrops on a weather vane, emptiness unfolding in the cold light. I was just a baby boy, holding to a shroud of joy. Maybe I'm the only reason we survived. When these men with angry eyes came to call before the sunrise, left the parents and the baby boy alive. These are memories I'd rather lose. Losing all your memories is just some heartless ruse. Susan. Sunlight beaming on your face, laughter paired with matchless grace. Even now the pictures don't compare. Here's the little girl you carried. Here we are, the day we married, sledding down that hill without a fool's care. Black Panthers, white sheets, riots in the schools and streets. You would come home with your wits all torn and frayed. And the puppy in this frame, that one, Sandy was his name. I brought him home to chase your fears away. Love is all around in endless hues. Life was mostly black and white until it came to you, Susan. I am still the baby boy, holding to a shroud of joy. Maybe you're the only reason I survived. Still your eyes were soft and kind, and you never seem to mind that you're drifting untethered out of time. I have memories I'd rather lose, but you forgetting everything is just some heartless ruse. Susan, love is all around in endless hues. Susan, I have memories I'd rather lose. Susan, love is all around in endless hues. Susan.
That is Susanne, performed by Jude Roberts and Julie Last, both of Sage Arts. It is one of the songs that will be performed as part of Honoring Holocaust Survivors, a concert of resilience and hope, held on May 5th at 1 o'clock at Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh. You can find out more information, and I'll give this at the end of the segment as well, but you can find out more information at www.jfsorange.org, jfsorange.org, which of course stands for Jewish Family Service of Orange County. That was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I'm afraid to ask this question, but did he get to hear it before he passed?
Unfortunately, it wasn't finished when he passed. However, his family asked that I would sing the song at his graveside service. And
that was,
I almost didn't do it.
Yeah.
Because I was so intimidated by that idea. But I went ahead and charged ahead, and I think it meant a lot to them. So I'm really grateful.
It's just lovely, and it's beautiful. And at what point did you, give us just a little bit of the timeline, when did you talk to him to the time that you started working on the song?
I began talking to him, I'm going to say it was probably last summer.
A while ago.
You know, middle of last summer. Yeah. We worked together for at least, 7 or 8 months.
But he knew where you were headed with it.
Yeah, and I had played him some of the lyrical ideas and some of the melodic fragments that had already come to me. He was able to hear them. And he seemed to, I also went to the nursing home where his wife is residing and played some for her. And she has this wonderful connection with music, any kind of music that she hears. She just starts immediately closing her eyes and singing along.
That's beautiful.
And it seemed like she really appreciated it as well.
We only have about a minute or two left, at least, but I would like to ask, I mean, obviously this is one of many songs that will be performed, but I mean, they all have beautiful stories behind them, right?
Yes, indeed they do. I did want to pick up on one beautiful thread from the song that Jude crafted about Tommy. He was born in a shed on the family farm as an infant, and his family thought it would be best to tuck him in a drawer in case the rest of them were captured, at least he would be saved. When the Nazis came, and please, Jude, correct me if I'm wrong.
It was the French Gestapo that came to the door. Yeah.
He was crying, and it turned out that everybody else from the family was taken, but those folks who came said, "What is this baby?" And the baby, Tommy, saved himself and his parents.
Yeah. So his parents and he were allowed to stay. Because of that, all the other aunts and uncles were removed from the house and never seen again.
So each song has a very unique story, because each of us has unique stories.
And again, how many songs did you say? 8?
There will be 8.
8,
yes.
Yeah.
And,
well,
and the survivors, sadly not Tommy, but all the survivors are going to be there and honored. And I just wanted to put out, Joe, that this event is free and open to the public. Yes.
Well, it's a beautiful event, and you all should be applauded for the gorgeous work that you have done here. It is Honoring Holocaust Survivors, a Concert of Resilience and Hope. It'll be held on May 5th at 1 o'clock at Mount St. Mary College in Newburgh. We have a link on our website so people can find out more information, but your website is jfsorange.org, jfsorange.org, and you can find out more information. Elise, Julie, Jude, a great pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you for beautifully performing as well.
Oh,
that was lovely.
Thank you,
lovely.
For
thank you
us.
Very
thank
much.
Thank you so
Elise,
very
thank
much.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention.
Oh,
a
you
great
bet.
Pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.